Hey, it's Heart for the Disabled Week here at Johnny and Friends. Thanks for joining me, Johnny Erickson Tata, as we begin my favorite campaign of the year. It's when I ask you to take a few minutes to write a note of encouragement to special needs families who attended last summer's family retreats. And many of you have done this before. And once again, last year, you beat the record. The response was overwhelming. And it meant the world to these kids with disabilities and their parents who receive, well, Valentine's cards, letters, notes with scriptures, words of a hymn, inspirational poems, gifts. And today I'm thinking of Brittany, her husband Ryan, and their three beautiful daughters, Juliet, age 13, Audrey, age 11, and little Brooke at 8 years old, who is nonverbal and has multiple disabilities, including cerebral palsy. She's got developmental delays, a visual impairment, can you believe all this, and big seizures. Last year, this family came to family retreat a little reticent, a little nervous, and apprehensive about how they'd be received, because Brooke's seizures are nonstop, and at times, they are pretty violent. In fact, they are life-threatening. You see, Brooke takes a medication to control the aggressive seizures, but these medications have a devastating side effect. The drug is damaging Brooke's vision in both eyes, slowly destroying the retina and causing cataracts. Her parents, Brittany and Ryan, are facing a choice that no parent wants to have to make. They either stop the medications that control these seizures, or they continue the medications at the risk of causing total blindness for their little daughter. Doctors have tried 15 other seizure medications, which have all failed. Emergency hospital visits are routine every week for this family. And the physical and emotional toil that it's taking on everyone, it's just overwhelming. Yes, Brooke's older sisters are amazing helpers, but the pressure of having a sibling with a significant disability has really been a burden on these sweet girls. Juliet suffers from migraine headaches, and Audrey struggles with anxiety. Now, here's the thing. Brittany and Ryan and their daughters know nothing about our Heart for the Disabled program. And with a card or note from you, you can assure this young family that you're praying for them, especially for Brooke and her sisters. They just want to know that they're not alone, that God's going to see them through, that there is hope. And friend, you can offer that hope by sharing some uplifting scriptures, praying, or asking your children or grandkids to crayon a picture for Brooke. Maybe send a gift card to McDonald's or tuck a favorite inspirational poem in. Be as creative as you like, but please, just let this little family know that you are cheering them on and interceding for them. Send your scriptures, your card, note, or letter to Brian and Brittany and their daughters Juliet, Audrey, and little Brooke with her disabilities. Send it in care of Johnny and Friends, Post Office Box 3333, Agoura Hills, California, 91376. And if you miss any details, I'm posting this story on my radio page today at johnnyradio.org. Oh, and would you please extend hope to this weary family? We need you to send your note in right away to ensure that it arrives in their mailbox in time for Valentine's Day. Again, pray for this family. And write your card today and send it to Johnny and Friends, where we love serving families like Brittany and Ryan's in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for having a heart for the disabled.